BBC Learning English.
It's been 10 years since Diana, Princess of Wales, was killed in a car crash with Dodiel fired in Paris. Yet she remains an iconic figure in the UK, whose image continues to dominate magazine covers and newspaper headlines. Diana's death triggered an outpouring of national grief and a decade of conspiracy theories linking her death to the British security forces and even the royal family. And she remains a media phenomenon, with thousands of articles and stories appearing about her in the British press each year. Interest in the princess is rising again as her sons, Princes William and Harry, prepare to mark the 10th anniversary of her death with a memorial service at Guards Chapel in London's Wellington Barracks on Friday. The princes are to give readings at the service, which will be attended by 500 guests, including more than 30 royals headed by the Queen, and celebrities such as Sir Elton John and UK Prime Minister Gordon Brown. One person who won't be attending is Camilla, Duchess of Cornwall, who Princess Diana famously described as the third person in her marriage to Prince Charles. Camilla, who married Prince Charles in 2005, said she feared her presence at the service could divert attention from the purpose of the occasion. As well as the memorial service, Diana's being remembered with a photographic exhibition documenting her life at the National Portrait Gallery in London. Even 10 years on, it seems Britain is unwilling to let go of the people's princess, and that her enduring legacy is to maintain the fascination of the British people, and indeed the world.
Takeaway English from the BBC.